God is the absolute quintessence of moral excellence, infinitely perfect in righteousness, purity, and rectitude. We cannot grasp the true meaning of the divine holiness by simply thinking of someone or something very pure and then raising the concept to the highest degree we are capable of. God's holiness is not simply the best we know infinitely bettered. We know nothing like the divine holiness. It stands apart, unique, unapproachable, incomprehensible, and unattainable. The natural man is blind to it. He may fear God's power and admire his wisdom, but his holiness, in the sense of absolute health, he cannot even imagine. Only the Spirit of the Holy One can impart to the human spirit the knowledge of the holy. Recently, I visited a good friend in the hospital who was battling cancer. It was immediately obvious to me that he was not well because I'd known him before he had the disease. I spend all kinds of time around people who do not have cancer, and they do not look or feel anything like my friend now does. But what if I had never experienced life outside the oncology ward? What if I had been raised in a cancer ward and lived with the illness on a daily basis? What if the only other people I ever met had the disease too? Ravaged by illness, I might actually walk around considering myself quite well, or at least a whole lot better than those other people I knew with stage 4 cancer. This is the story the Bible tells about us. The book of Genesis says that humanity once lived with a great deal more intelligence, power, and health of character than we do now. Living in communion with God, human beings were holy beings. Not on the same level as God, who alone is perfectly holy, but dramatically closer than we are today. Human beings walked with God, took care of the garden, and loved one another. Then our first forebearers turned their backs on God. The source